why couldn't they make this stadium issue a positive one, given all the money that we think of? It's Silicon Valley, right?
Okay, so number one, those are excellent points. Number one, the game is up with all that in the state of California. Cost of living here is too expensive. Right now, if you live near AT&T Park, right where the Giants are, and you've got the Warriors going in right down the street, nice neighborhood, relatively new, 10 years they've been putting everything up. It's not that old world San Francisco. You're near the water, it's safe, all that. 950 square feet, one bedroom, one bath, that's going to run you about $4,000 a month.
I'll take
now,
it.
Think about that. You're getting crushed on rent. It's the highest in the country. You're getting crushed on state income tax. You're getting crushed every which way imaginable. It is so, it costs money to park. Everything you want to do, it's going to cost you a fortune. People are done in this state paying for billionaires to build stadiums. The thought process is, if you want it, pay for it your damn self. And if you want money from elsewhere, get the hell out of town, because we've got better things to do on the weekend. We've got wine country. We've got Tahoe. We've got Santa Cruz. We get a 2-hour flight can put us in Seattle, Portland, Vegas, Phoenix, Denver. We could be all over the place. So people are done with it. And that's the main reason you saw what you saw from the Oakland Raiders. They took the money grab because they are not a wealthy organization. In fact, Mark Davis is probably the least wealthy owner of all National Football League owners. So they took the money grab in Vegas. And this is a message. Pay attention to this. This is a message the NFL is sending to every team in the league. Your fan base. You will be ponying up for stadiums, or you will be losing your teams. People might think that's drastic. Look at Jacksonville. Look at Carolina. Look at Nashville. All these stadiums that are creeping up on 20 years or plus of age. Eventually, those owners are going to want new stadiums, and they're going to want the taxpayers to foot it. And if you don't, and San Antonio or Portland or one of these cities steps up and says, I've got $750 million in tax money, the NFL is going to jump. They do not care about loyalty. They do not care about tradition or fandom. They care about money. Roger Goodell's big talking point is what? It's not about putting a team in London. It's about reaching $25 billion in revenue by 2025.